A couple of months ago, I was speaking with Sarah Wren of the Hertfordshire Independent Living Service, and one of the specific services mentioned is Heartswise, and I'm delighted to welcome Sam Duclos, who is going to tell us all about Heartswise, and it's a service geared to one particular issue, which is dementia.
Heartswise is an exciting new partnership that launched back in June. It's a new partnership with Age UK Hertfordshire, Hertfordshire Independent Living Service and Hearts Mind Network, along with other organisations such as Carers in Hertfordshire. And the aim is to provide a holistic service for people living with memory loss, mild cognitive impairment or a diagnosis of dementia, as well as their families and carers. The important thing to note is that people don't have to have a diagnosis of dementia either to access our support and services. So we want to offer the support to people of any age, so whether it is...
So anybody who either has been diagnosed or is aware of some memory difficulties or whatever else, that they sense that there might be some issue there to deal with, they can come to you for two things, as far as I understand it. One is for specific advice, and goodness knows we need advice when we're in areas that we haven't been in before.
Yes.
And the second thing is there are actual specific activities and things that your organisation does that can assist. Tell us first about the advice. If somebody is, for instance, in a partnership and they know that their partner, and their partner may or may not know this, is on the road of dementia, as it were, losing cognizance or whatever, there's the medical description of that. It's very difficult for that person to know what to do.
Yes,
the worst thing is to sort of become a bully and force their partner to keep trying to keep up to speed, when actually what they need is all sorts of other ways of being managed, if you like, through life.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So they come to you, and if I was one of those people and I said to you, I don't know what to do, what could you do?
We identify that every experience is completely individual, so no referral is ever going to be the same. If people do call up and they have a few questions, whether our community groups are relevant at this stage in their journey or not, we can refer to the relevant organisations and support that is relevant and needed. We have our community information network advisors that can advise on various aspects of life, such as financial benefits, powers of attorney, finding a gardener, a cleaner, someone that may be experienced in working with people living with dementia. They are there to support and advise on many aspects of life, not just the community groups that we will go on to discuss a bit further.
But come back to me, and I'm saying, if I was to ring up, would I need to know the questions I need to ask? Or could I say, look, I actually don't know what to do?
Our information advisors would try and identify the need, and whether it is advising visiting the GP and looking at getting assessments done, that can take place. But of course, we do identify that people don't necessarily want to have these assessments done, so we're not going to then close the door. We can advise on doing things such as visiting the GP and looking at routes in accessing support. Again, everything's individual, so our advisors, if there's not a diagnosis wanted, we can still move forward with advising.
But you can still help with the practical issues of pointing towards particular services. And you talk about activities. A lot of people don't like going to group activities.
Yeah.
Can you be dealt with individually, if you like?
Yeah, again, that's what we have identified, that not everyone likes to just come along to a big group setting, take part in activities. It's just not something of interest to them. So along with our community groups, we provide one-to-one support. So as the locality worker for the District of St Albans and Harpenden, I visit people on a one-to-one basis. So whether it's because they can't actually access groups, they can't get there due to transport, or they may not have the confidence or interest in doing so, the one-to-one support consists of taking part in fun activities or just sitting, having a chat, reminiscing, or if they like to go to the shops or want to go to a community group but they can't get there by themselves and just need that little bit of assistance and support, we can do that.
Do you know what's called a locality worker?
That's it,
that's right. So this is your location.
Yes.
You know intimately, you know all the places, all the roads, you know where you are.
Yep.
And you have professional training, which enables you to handle people with a particular health situation.
Yeah.
Where do these activities, where do they take place? Are there particular places that you always meet at?
We have hub groups currently taking place. We have one that takes place at the Jubilee Centre down Catherine Street. That is on a Thursday morning, 10 until 12.
It sounded like a drop-in.
It is, yeah. They run every week for 2 hours, and they run all throughout the year, and it is dropping. If people want to access the group every week, or they just feel they they want to pop along every now and then, that's absolutely fine. The 2-hour groups are £5 for the individuals directly accessing the support, but family members and next of kin are free of charge. We provide refreshments and any resources that we've used for the activity.
What sort of things would happen in there?
These groups are completely flexible, so they're fundamentally to promote physical and mental well-being. So whether it's chair-based exercise that we take part in, doing quizzes or trivial activities, reminiscence. So there's various activities. We may invite guest speakers to come along and provide talks, whether it is a wildlife organisation or our information advisors or someone from carers in Hertfordshire that can come and provide talks to carers, because it's important to note that we offer as much support for carers as we do the individuals living with dementia and memory loss. We offer various support for those.
Because that's
as well.
One of the issues, isn't it? The carer, it can be quite exhausted.
Yes. A lot of carers going through the experience may not know where to turn or what support to get, and it's important that they are keeping well in themselves as much as caring for the person and making sure they're well. The good thing is, with the big partnership that we have, we can openly refer to services such as the community meals from Hearts Independent Living Service, or whether it's helping the home that Age UK Hertfordshire offer. It's very individual, so we can refer across the board to support that we feel is relevant to the individuals.
How many people are there working like you?
There's 10 locality workers, so we have one locality worker per district, so we can really focus on the areas and being able to set up things locally for people and make them accessible. We have our project manager as well. The project was commissioned by Hearts County Council, and we run the community services, but we do also refer to the Alzheimer's Society as well for more specialist and intense support that we may not be able to offer. We are a preventative service, so hopefully we can offer the right support before reaching crisis point where
and whilst it would be unfair to make this assumption, is it the case that the more a person is engaged in the early stages of the process of dementia, mm-hmm. the possibility is that it will go more slowly?
It's not necessarily the case. Being able to engage in these activities and keep interests there is important, because we do hope that that would slow down the progression, but it's not unfortunately always the case. It's just, we know that it is very important. So whether someone is fully engaging or whether it is just having a very brief chat with someone, they are engaging in some sort of interaction that is keeping them going and keeping them included in things. Obviously, being sociable isn't always someone's biggest interest, but being able to offer the one-to-one support, so whether it is just popping round, having a cup of tea with someone, sitting there having a chat, may be a world of difference to someone once a day or once a week.
And so you will have a series of people that you visit each week.
We go for walks. We use the public footpaths in the areas. We go for lunch. Some people we sit and chat and do quizzes. It's thoroughly enjoyable being able to meet all these people in the area and find out about everyone's different experiences.
And that's socialising for that person as well, but it's also a break for the carer.
The carer's able to have that small amount of time as a bit of respite, whether it's just sitting down having a cup of tea themselves or going out and doing the shopping. The carers are also able to come with us or take part as well, but having that small amount of respite definitely does make the difference for people.
We're in a new technology age, and one of the things that's perhaps difficult sometimes for an older person is that they may not have been brought up with the new technology, the computers,
yes.
and so on. And yet I would guess that those sorts of media and technologies are actually quite useful to anybody in any situation if they can manage to engage with it. Is there any way that you were able to help somebody get into an ability to use technology?
Yes. So before I talk about an organisation involved in the partnership, we do include digital inclusion as part of our sessions as well. So if there is an interest in understanding how to use a mobile phone, how to get on the internet to maybe contact family members that live far away, we can offer a little bit of training and a bit of guidance in looking at opening a laptop and starting and being able to interact with family members that they may not necessarily have contact with in general, or whether it's knowing how to do a shop. If they want to do shopping but can't get out, we may be able to just give them a bit of guidance on how to do things like that.
So online shopping.
Yes. Yeah. We also work in partnership with Hearts Careline as well, that offer assistive technology. So the pendants that people have, if they have falls or injure themselves and they can't maybe get back up or get to the telephone, they can press the button and the Hearts Careline is on the end of the line.
And that's a human being, a human voice.
Yes.
live.
Yeah, yeah. Someone's on the line 24/7 and able to speak directly with them. They do also offer devices that if people get a bit disorientated when going outside, if the door's opened, there is an alarm that sets off and makes someone aware that they are heading outside, not necessarily stopping them from going outside, but just to make someone aware that they're outside and just to make sure that they are okay.
You don't do GPS tracking.
I can't remember the name of the device that they are bringing in next year, but there is something that they are giving to people that does have a GPS tracker, and it's not to always track someone, but again, if they do get a little bit lost or they're not too sure where they are and the family members are concerned, they can then find out where they are and return them home safely.
Yeah. The fact is that we're more aware of dementia now than, I don't know, 10 or 20 years ago. Would that be fair?
Yes, most definitely.
And it's not necessarily because there's an increase in the proportion of any age group, but is that, again, because more of us are living longer?
Indeed, yes. There is a larger number of people living with dementia, and for those born in 2015, a third of people in that generation will be diagnosed with dementia, which is quite a substantial amount of people. But people are living longer, and we have seen an increase in young onset dementia as well. We run groups for people under the age of 65 because the needs of those groups and different age groups is very different, and we identify that these people that do have young onset dementia are still in their working career and do need a different level of support, so we offer groups as well for those people.
Many of the services that you can offer have some sort of financial implication. I'm thinking of the technology one. There's somebody who perhaps is now living on their own and they can't get to the shops, mm-hmm. and it's not safe for them to go too far from home anyway. So being able to shop online, if they can manage that, would be very good, but they may not have a computer. Is there any way that they can get the financial support to acquire the technology? I mean, some of these things are reasonably expensive, aren't they?
Yes, indeed. We don't fund things like that necessarily directly. If there are organisations locally that can offer them use of facilities and things like that, that's something that we can find out about and refer on to. So we're really trying to bring services together to be able to offer any type of different support. Although talking about finance, we do have a grant available. So if there are organisations and groups out there that do need financial support, whether it's setting up a group or providing resources or just to assist them in offering support for people living with dementia, we do have a grant. So if people would like to find out more about that, we have funding available.
Could you, as a visitor, as a worker, a one-to-one, could you take a laptop with you into somebody's house and enable them to Skype their relatives in another country or order the shopping online? I mean, can you do that?
Yes,
are you allowed to do
we have our work technology and devices that we can use with individuals. Yeah, we're equipped. We have our Wi-Fi and our laptop and everything. So, yeah, we can support them in using our
Is the one-to-one service available to people who are in residential homes or care homes, or is that those homes have their own staff and so they don't need you?
We find that our level of support is again different from residential homes and care homes, so we can go into care homes and offer support. We run a lot of the community groups in care homes as well, because it's very nice, the community outreach and making that link with the community and care homes. And for some people, it's realising that maybe it's not necessarily as daunting going into a care home. And it's nice for the residents as well to have some different people to have a chat with and get to know. And we can also offer the one-to-one support for people living in care homes as well.
You talked about venues that you've got already that you're using in the Jubilee Centre and others. Is it difficult to find the places? I mean, do you need more places?
We're always looking to establish more groups in the community. And we're always looking for venues and facilities to use to run these groups, as it does sometimes prove difficult. So we are always looking to work with local organisations and groups that would like to be involved in HeartsWise. We also do offer training for organisations around dementia awareness, and this is to promote dementia-friendly communities. As we said, more people are aware of dementia now, but being able to create dementia-friendly communities is what we're aiming to do, so we can offer training.
Do you need volunteers at each of your events? When you have people gathered together, you have to have, it can't be just you there.
No, it's fundamental for our groups to have support from volunteers, otherwise they wouldn't be able to run. Volunteer support is really important for us, so if anyone is looking for volunteering opportunities, whether it's an hour a week, an hour a month, any time given is very much supported. And again, for volunteers, volunteers looking for experience. We do offer training for volunteers as well.
So you could have students who are coming as almost as interns or trainees?
Yes, yeah, we've no age limit on our volunteers or who we can have in the group. So yeah, by all means, okay. People of any ages.
Some people would say that working with those with dementia is very hard work, mm-hmm. and it's quite exhausting. Do you get worn down by this? Or what keeps you going?
What keeps me going is whether someone doesn't necessarily engage much in groups, but it is just seeing some sort of emotion and involvement in groups. And if individuals are isolated, maybe going for a walk with them, it just makes the day worthwhile, and being able to see just a small difference. And yeah, it just makes it all worthwhile. Someone saying that they've enjoyed the group or enjoyed the activity, or it just makes the day.
And do you get support from others working in the same field? I mean, do you get to be with the other workers who are in different locations, or who just haven't got time to?
We do catch up. We are all very busy with our groups running all throughout the week, because we are very flexible. Whether there's a demand for the morning, afternoon or weekend, we aim to put groups on as per the demand. But we do catch up with each other, the other locality workers, just to share experiences, because we find per district the demographics and everything is all so different and the demand is all very different. But it's nice to share those experiences and the differences so we can build on what we can offer. And in groups we find that some activities work more than in other areas, but it's nice to share those experiences and get ideas.
The key point is, of course, how does somebody contact HeartsWise?
Okay, so there is a single telephone number to access HeartsWise, and it is an open referral as well. So if you do have a family member, a friend, a colleague, or anyone that may need support or have a few questions, it's Hearts Help that we use, and the telephone number is 0300 123 4044. And it's important to note that we are using this single number, so we're moving away from people needing half a dozen telephone numbers and needing to relay their story half a dozen times. So it is a very easy referral
process. So if I ring that number, mm-hmm. I will just have to specify why I'm ringing, and then I will go straight to somebody who will
Yes,
help.
We have our database that is shared among the partnership. It's a very easy referral, so the person on the end of the line at Hearts Help can put you through to the relevant person that you need to speak to.
Great. Well, thanks very much, Sam. I appreciate you coming in, and I think it's tremendous work that you're doing.
Thank you very much.
Right, well, let me give you the telephone number which Sam gave us just now. That's the contact number for Hearts Help. If you want to have some advice as to where you might go for assistance, the number is 0300 123 4044, 0300 123 4044. You can find more information about this service through various websites, but one of them is the website of the Hearts Independent Living Service. That's heartsindependentliving.org.